here we are on our first full day of the retreat. Beautiful practice this morning. Thank you for your practice this morning, that beautiful silent practice. Wow, we're very far away. So the group is getting further away. I hope to tweak that as we go along. Come closer. So, thank you. I hope you all could feel that support from each other, that stillness, that settling in that's happened very quickly. And I realize that, you know, that's just appearances. Inside, there may still be lots of riots happening. But there is externally and internally settling happening. It is happening for sure. So this period of meditation, I want to give a little more instruction for either review or perhaps something different, or for folks that are pretty new to practice. This practice, this form, these teachings are called Shamatha Vipassana. And this first part, Shamatha, it means calm, collectedness, settledness. The image of the snow globe is arriving again, of that, how the form of stillness, the intention of stillness, has its own alchemy and calming and gathering, settling can happen. At home I have a snow globe, but it's made of mud. I made it myself, obviously, because it's hard to buy a mud globe, but it's a mason jar with water and mud in it, and I just give it a little shake and it turns pitch black. The water's so black, so dark. But very shortly, just putting it down, it settles and then becomes clear. So settling is grounding, but also provides clarity, which is the next part of this practice, Vipassana, which means to see in a particular way, seeing with clarity, and seeing in particular the characteristics of how things truly are. Not our ideas about how they are, and certainly not our ideas about how we want them to be, but how is it really? In particular, today you could pay attention to how things are impermanent, arising and passing. The sensations in the body are changing. Sensations of breath are arising and passing. And at times, we may be able to notice that also thoughts are arising and passing. Some of them feel like they're back again and again and again, or they're really staying stuck. But look closely and we'll see they're changing, and at times they pass in the same way they have arisen. So sounds arise and pass. Everything is conditioned and arises and passes and is not to be held onto. So as we began last night with mindfulness of body, for this period you can, you know, if you're still needing that kind of gathering, landing, or if it's even not still needing, if that feels supportive to you, you want more, a bit more stability with those characteristics, then just continue with that practice. Mindfulness of the sensations of the body. Could be a particular place, like just feeling sensations of the hands or feet, or kind of a sphere of attention Just including your whole being in whatever posture you're in. This is particularly helpful if we, for many of us, we feel we get more contracted or feel a rise in anxiety if we try to pay attention to the breath, especially at a very close location. This can create more tension, more striving, more and more intensity that might not be helpful. So you might choose to just stay with mindfulness of body. When we start the practice, I'm going to begin there, and then I'll include some guidance on mindfulness of the breath. You don't have to do that. It's just for people that find that a support for your practice. One isn't better or more correct than the other. Yeah, I think that's all. Okay, so let's adjust your posture as you need, if you haven't already. A posture that is upright, comfortable, and wakeful, so that you're not starting in pain. Like, really use some supports or pay attention to what's happening in your body. If, for instance, if your knees are higher than your hips, your low back is going to be shrieking pretty soon. You could also speak to Elizabeth, leave her a note, and she will meet with you in the hall sometime to look at what supports would be helpful. I just volunteered you for another thing. All right. So we place this amazing body into a supported, easeful, and wakeful posture. And then we drop our bags and we allow the ground to hold us. In a general sphere of awareness, just feeling the muscular tension that's holding you up away from the ground. And then see, is it helpful? Do I need that right now? Maybe you do, that's okay. Or maybe it's not needed right now, some of it. Can some degree of dropping, softening, widening happen for you? Maybe just in your fingers or in the shoulders. And as that happens, include the relationship of the ground in relationship with you, the ground rising up to meet you, holding us. These next few moments of silence, just check in, like a brief, not a thorough micro body scan, but just a brief floating attention through the body to check in with your habit places of tension. And what happens with those contractions when awareness meets them? Allow yourself to really feel weightedness, presence. Here-ness. One of the sensations that is happening for all of us in these bodies is the body is breathing. Body is breathing itself. And we can turn attention, awareness toward that particular sensation. So we're going to just check out three different spots to attend to sensation of breath and then choose one or choose to just stay with sensations of body. So the first place we'll become curious about is the area of the nostrils. You might find it helpful to take a few slightly deeper breaths in and out through the nose. Feel the cool air at the tip and in the insides of the nostrils. The air is slightly warmer, warmed by the body on the exhalation. And see if you can let go of that push-pull of the breath at the nostrils and still feel sensation. Let the breath return to natural breath. If you're already familiar with practicing sensation at the space in front of the nostrils or the upper lip, that's very similar, same. You continue with that. Just a few more breaths here, the area of the nostrils. And now we'll invite our attention to settle a little further down to the area of the center of the chest. If it's helpful for you, you could take two or three slightly deeper breaths and feel the movement here, the rise and fall. And then let the breath return to natural breath and rest there. Few more breaths here. And then the last inquiry is letting awareness settle further down to the area of the upper belly. Center of the belly. Soft belly, receptive. And feeling the sensations of expanding and contracting. And now just choosing one place to rest for the remainder of this practice. Whichever area of sensation is most accessible for you, most engaging and restful, the sensation at the nostrils, center of the chest, or the belly. Or continuing with mindfulness of the body sensations of sitting, or a particular place in the body, hands, feet perhaps. And when attention moves away from the anchor you've chosen, as it will, gently, at some point, we notice, noticing happens, and we begin again. Just as we begin every time, again and again.